Innovation in education is always a work in progress. Welcome to Educational Innovations, a podcast from eSchool News exploring transformations in education. We'll discuss how education leaders are responding to COVID-19, the future of schools, and the silver linings from the disruption of hybrid and remote learning.
This episode is brought to you by Jamf, the standard in Apple Enterprise Management. Jamf extends the legendary Apple experience people love to businesses, schools, and government organizations through its mobile device management software. Their educational product, Jamf School, is an intuitive, powerful solution that gives you the ability to deploy and manage Apple devices with ease, so you can focus on your mission of teaching students. To learn more, visit jamf.it/eschoolnews. That's jamf.it/eschoolnews. Okay, hello. Welcome to the latest episode from eSchool News. My name is Kevin Hogan. I'm editor-at-large for eSchool News, and I'm glad you clicked around to find us. With me today, Mark Finstrom. Mark is the CTO of Highline Public Schools out in the great state of Washington. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kevin.
Great. Thanks. We spoke, I guess, about 6 months ago, which seems about 16 years ago or so now. I think it was back in June when the pandemic was really starting to see that it was getting its hooks into everyone. And we had a great conversation, an inspiring conversation, actually, about some ways that you found how to use technology, specifically mapping software, to help solve some of the digital equity issues that you had in your district. I guess maybe we should start off since then. How are things going at Highline Schools?
Well, we are still basically in a stay-at-home order with school being in distance learning. So we do have a few students who are in the school. They are our we call it the IAC program. They're students who need specific care and additional instruction, but it's only a handful of kids when you consider the district-wise. I imagine we're somewhere around 150 kids in the buildings, but Everybody else is still at home.
Okay. And I guess then back in June, you and everyone